Amnesty International, in a report to coincide with International Women's Day, says torture of women and girls remains widespread, and it says many women suffer at the hands of people they know. India is a country where, according to the report, 40% of women have been physically abused, most often by their husbands. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports that while that figure is alarming, also alarming is the acceptance of violence against women by a large segment of Indian society.
The Shakti Shalini shelter is in New Delhi's Jungpura neighborhood, where battered women learn to sew, type, and work on the computer in hopes of learning a trade to support themselves in the future. 24-year-old Archana came here a few months ago from the eastern state of Bihar, tired of being abused by her husband and her in-laws.
Everyone knows that husbands will beat their wives, so it wasn't that big a problem for me. And when they beat me, I didn't think much about it. Then the day before I came here, they hit me in the eyes. I can tolerate anything else. They can hit me anywhere, but not in the eyes. So I left.
Women's rights advocates here say Archana's story is not unusual. They also say the problem cuts across all caste and class lines, from slum dwellers to the wives of wealthy industrialists. Despite this, there are only 7 shelters for women in metropolitan Delhi, an area with a population of more than 14 million.
I think the only reason for that is because there is a complete lack of political will. Our lawmakers couldn't care less what happens to women in this country, what happens to battered women in this country.
Indira Jai Singh is a Supreme Court lawyer and editor of a new book that aims to help women deal with the problem of domestic violence. Lack of shelters is just one problem. Jai Singh says there are other reasons why Indian women are reluctant to come forward. Social pressure to stay in a marriage is one, she says. Police indifference is another.
In India, law enforcement authorities are very hostile. And there is this notion that marriage is meant to be kept together, no matter what the consequences. You know, you go into a police station or you go to a court and the judge or the police officer will tell you, you know, why don't you just forget about this? After all, it's important for a woman to stay married. And so why don't you just ignore this and get on with your life? It's part of life.
Kirti Singh, a lawyer with the All India Democratic Women's Association, says even if a woman wants justice, there are few legal avenues for her to pursue. No law in India that deals specifically with domestic violence.
There's no court that the person can access to immediately get orders stopping the husband from beating her again, or stopping him from coming into the house, or from throwing her from the house, or getting some maintenance, or for stopping him from removing the children from her custody.
And should a woman leave her husband's home, says Indira Jai Singh, she cannot assume that her own family will offer her refuge.
The vast majority of them push them back into a bad marriage because they can't live, quote unquote, with the stigma of a daughter who's been thrown out of her matrimonial home, and that's a very major problem. We are a society which doesn't have social security. We don't have unemployment benefits. And if she doesn't have any other options, she's in real trouble.
Nonetheless, efforts by women's groups have resulted in a dramatic increase in the number of women who are now willing to register complaints. And the Indian government is now considering a draft law on domestic violence, one that Kirti Singh hopes will give even more Indian women the confidence to come forward.
If she has a law in front of her which says, okay, you can continue to stay there, your husband will be ousted by the court if he's being violent to you, he cannot take the children away, he'll be forced to pay maintenance to you, then perhaps we are going to get somewhere. Then perhaps she's going to be able to say no to violence.
Kirti Singh admits that getting the law passed will be difficult, given what she calls the conservative, traditional male chauvinist attitudes of a vast majority of parliamentarians. It's an attitude apparently shared by many women in India as well. A recent survey by the Bombay-based International Institute for Population Sciences reports that more than a third of the women interviewed agreed a husband is justified in beating his wife for neglecting the house or children. Another 25% say it is okay for a husband to beat his wife if she doesn't cook a meal properly. Kirti Singh questions the validity of the survey, but concedes there are some women out there who've come to accept the status quo. making it even more difficult to overcome. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, New Delhi.